start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away.
Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. I'd like to go ahead and just start. There's a special reason why we are playing the theme from New York with Frank Sinatra this morning. If you haven't heard already, here on News Radio 92.3, a Greater Pensacola Gulf Breeze Milton Cantonment friendly radio voice has passed away yesterday after a very intense but short battle with an illness. Our beloved Mark Jacobs has moved on, and I believe that there's a little bit of New York in heaven with him. He loved that song. He was singing it, I remember, at our Christmas party in December, which brings tears to my eyes because you never know when your last time is with someone. That's why you have to make the most of it, and he definitely did. I can't say enough good things about Mark other than he had a lot of patience, because in just the year and a half we worked together, I asked that man so many questions and bothered the bejesus out of him so much, kept him on his toes with random weird things to say to him. And he was so inspiring because he was a hard worker. He was reliable. He was the first one here and made sure everything was done. What he did, he did well. And I think we can all take a lesson from Mark Jacobs, and when we pass away, say that we passed away doing what we love to do. He loved coming here and delivering the news to you, and being a voice in our station and in our community. And so we are experiencing tremendous loss in this building and in our hearts today and on this station. So throughout the day, you'll hear little tributes to Mark Jacobs from our newsroom, and our hearts are with his family and with his partner. And man, I can't say enough good things. And Mike Wiggins is here. We have the garden line, but you worked with Mark plenty of times. You filled in for Andrew before. We've been here together every Tuesday, and Mark has been with us sharing his gardening love. And so we're truly going to miss him.
There's no question, Jenna. It's what a great guy and what a great loss. As you said it very well, not only to the station, but to the community as a whole. Mark, people relied on Mark for the news. He was so professional. But the other side of that coin was he was so personable. I sat in for Andrew many a time, and I've done the garden line forever, and I must have missed 100 cues going to the wrong place at the wrong time. And Mark would sit over there, and he'd cover for me every time. But what I really loved about Mark, you can't picture the studio here. I'm talking to Jenna, but I'm looking through a big pane of glass to the end of the newsroom, and Mark was always in there. During some of the breaks, Mark wouldn't be in there. And lo and behold, he would walk in the door, mm-hmm. into the studio. He'd come over and stand next to me and say, "Now, Mike, I got this lawn situation."
Or he'd show off his beautiful flowers in front of his house. He loved to keep up his house.
He was. He would come over, and we would not only talk about what he was doing, but we would laugh at all of it. He had a great sense of humor, and he was just fun to be around, and is just a great loss to all of us and to this city as a whole. And may he rest in peace.
Absolutely. We are glad he's no longer suffering, but our hearts will suffer for a while. without him. So our condolences to his family. If you'd like to share a memory, a favorite moment of Mark today, you can always text it in 850-437-1620 here to News Radio 92.3. We'll make sure we grab that. You can also head over to our Facebook page at News Radio 92.3 and check out the tributes to him. Listen throughout the day. We're going to have plenty to honor him and his memory, and you can always share it. We want to hear from you today here on News Radio 92.3. It's also the Garden Line, so we know Mark would want to have the show go on. The show must go on, and he would love to hear more questions answered about the garden. What was the one thing he was really proud of? His mandevillas.
That's right.
His mandevillas. Mark did such a good job, and he was always showing them off.
He was so proud of those mandevillas and did a great job with them. And Mark, he was a good gardener. He really was. But my goodness, just the number of people that Mark influenced and Mark helped, if you will, insofar as keeping track of the news and what was happening in Pensacola and doing it in the most professional manner one could ever think about. And my goodness, we'll miss him.